Back on the Nap, a Syracuse Legend show, the McDonald's I'm Loving It feature with the great Adrian Autry, who every time he comes on gets himself a McDonald's free milkshake. How about that, Red?
Nice. Can I be a frequent guest on this show?
Yes, you're going to get your weekly McDonald's milkshake. All right, let's talk about it. Midnight Madness last week. Tell me how great it was, how exciting it is for the players, and did you see anything that new or different from these guys, these current players, you know, kind of getting in front of a live crowd?
First of all, it was an amazing event. I thought the production was extremely well. It was ran different than years past. With the addition of a little bit of entertainment for the guys and the girls.
Yep, Jadakiss.
A lot of times. You know, the fans, they may not like us, you know, follow a certain, they got different choices of music. But, again, you try to get that balance between, you know, entertaining them and also getting your guys, you know, pumped up for their season. So I thought it was one of the better ones that we've had since I've been here in the last 6 years. It was really good. You know, as far as the game goes, you know, it's always kind of light. You know, you don't want nobody to get hurt.
Yeah, right.
You want to, you know, give the guys, you know, the fans a couple of little highlights. But as a coach, you can't take anything from that. You know, it's just it's just kind of almost like an entertainment thing.
Let's talk about, you know, early here and how you describe the particular work ethic of this group of players. Talk about these guys.
These guys are all hard workers. These guys, you know, you got five new guys. So, with the freshmen and the transfers. So, you know, they're coming in. They're trying to establish themselves and fit into our system. And then you got some guys, you know, that, you know, stepping into roles that they haven't, you know, been accustomed to. You know, Frank Howard will step into a bigger role this year. And, you know, Tyler Lydon is trying to, you know, build on his and Tyler Robeson and things like that. So, you know, you got a couple of little dynamics going, you know, a couple of little different dynamics going on in that. But overall, these guys all want to get better and they all work extremely hard.
You know, I think about, and you could answer this best, but you look at work ethic and how players are now, and I was talking to Eric about this, and how players were when you played and when I played. The game has changed. The players have changed. How would you describe it, though?
Well, the rules have changed, and college has changed. Yeah. And now they allow coaches to have more time to spend with the players. Yeah. I think, you know, that's where – you know, it is different. You know, that's the biggest adjustment. You know, back, you know, when Eric played and when I played, you know, coaches, you know, they only had a certain amount of hours. And, you know, in the summertime, you know, you couldn't work with a coach. So I think, you know, with the rule changes, it has changed, you know, where it's more of a, you know, 12 months, you know, being able to have your hands, you know, on your players and spending time with them. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so interesting, too, because you think of being effective and bonding with the players and getting the most out of the players. I mean, you and Jerry and Mike, all you guys have a certain amount of the influence that you have on these guys, the way that you bond with these guys, the way that you coach them on the court and the things that you do off the court. But it's such a tight-knit group.
Well, like you said, you know, you work with these guys a lot now. So, you know, it's not all basketball at times. You know, it's different things that's going on in these kids' lives, you know, whether it's academics or, you know, socially, you know, sometimes family, you know. So when you spend that much time, you really get a chance to know them as a person, you know, and not as a basketball player.
You know, I wanted to talk about this. You know, we've seen the new rules for declaring for the NBA draft work both ways for us, you know. Some leave early, some stay. What do you think of those rules?
Well, I think the adjustment that they've made as far as being able to test the waters is big. You know, that's a move in the right direction. I still think that they should have that same process and kind of, you know, tweak it a little bit. But it's always going to be tough because it's hard to tell a kid, you know, that comes that want to trace a dream and they feel like they have enough information and opportunity to chase it, to not, and to wait, and to go back, because we know, like anything, you know, just like stocks, 1 minute is hot, then 1 minute is cold. So you got to try to, you know, time it up right, you know, have that balance of getting your education and still trying to accomplish a goal, you know, or a goal of what you want your craft to be.
How do you tell a kid that is going to be a lottery pick, or let's say top whatever, first round guy, How do you tell a kid that's going to go make $5-6 million guarantee, and then whatever else happens, maybe a two-year guarantee, 3-year option, whatever, to stay?
I don't think you do. I think you know, you try to. I think you try to educate them. You know, it's hard. I always use the analogy: if your kid didn't play basketball and a Fortune 500 company, you know, called you and said, "Hey, we want to offer you a 3-year deal at $12 million." You know, and you're 18 or 19, would you tell your son to go back to school and forget that job?
Right.
Man, you wouldn't do that. No one would do that.
That's great. Let's get into a little bit, you know, more Midnight Madness here. You know, Coach, you know, back when you played, Coach didn't go to Midnight Madness or Orange Madness. You know, now he's such an integral part. I mean, he's the man.
Coach is, you know, he evolves. That's what makes him so good. He adapts and changes with the times.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big piece of recruiting now. I think anything, you know, when you see that change, you got to change with it. You know, if not, you'll be seen as archaic and old, and you lose an advantage, you know. So
that's not going to happen.
I think, again, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, and so, you know, he definitely has, and he's done a good job.
I like to I got two more quick questions for you. One, obviously, we're talking about the Carrier Dome renovations. Not that any of us have much say. What would you like to see happen?
I think a locker room, you know, just, you know, I mean, you know, a different locker room for the players and guys, you know, just, you know, some cosmetic things, you know, I mean, to me, you know, not too much, but just some cosmetic things and things like that. But, I mean, the Carrier Dome is awesome.
All right, you love how I talk trash here. Or last week, I made you pick yourself and four guys, four legends of who you'd want to play with. Now I want to talk about if you, Eric, Jerry, and Hop had to play a one-on-one tournament, who's going to win it all and why?
Well, that's going to come down to Eric and probably G-Mac in the championship, and I might have to go with Eric on this one.
I like it. I like it. This is taped again, so this is good. And you have to bring
good.
This one comes up to Jerry as well. So you wouldn't think that if you got possession first, you wouldn't just back down Jerry or Eric or Hop and just score year 7 or 11, depending on what we're playing up to?
Yeah, I'm just not in that type of condition anymore.
Oh, man.
You know, Jerry's still in good condition, and yep. Eric's still in good condition. So, you know, it's going to come down between those two guys. And I would say Eric probably is a little bit
more
in better condition than Jerry is right now. It's a conditioning thing.
They pulled Jerry off the bench. I know who was announcing? I forgot. Who was announcing?
Seth Greenberg.
Seth, that's right. And he brought Jerry out of no warm-up, nothing, and he hit, what, 13 threes?
He did.
Not too bad.
That's not too bad. That's, you know, considering he's just sitting there, then they just call your name out.
Right. You take two warm-up shots and knock down 13. It's not too shabby. All right. Red, it's always great talking with you. I appreciate you coming on, pal, and I'll talk to you next week.
No problem, man. Take care, Mike. I'll talk to you next week.
Great. Adrian Autry here on the Napa Syracuse Legend Show. And I love talking with Adrian. Love hanging out with Adrian, spending time with him. One of the most genuine guys I've ever been around. And just a great recruiter, a great coach, real intense guy, gets a job done. And the addition, you know, with Eric and, you know, look at now you got an entire SU coaching staff. I mean, guys that have played, guys that know the culture, guys that know. And I think that one of the most profound things that he just said is basically adapting to change and making sure that you're following that change and adapting and doing the right thing. So you can see it. All right, we get back. More to come. Napa Syracuse Legend Show broadcasting on the Summit Cars ESPN Studios. It's ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.